Well, yeah, it's, you know, the repeater wouldn't really work with a node per se, you know, or a hotspot, you know, one of the digital hotspots. You know, being a repeater, you got to get the traffic traveling between the repeaters, and it's a whole different kettle of fish, and it would be difficult to implement that. I mean, I suppose we could do it, you know, doing the mediocre, you know, quality amateur way, but we like to keep it, you know, keep the commercial stuff going, V.24, and pass that around, and that's really the only way to fly. So I'm looking for a V.24 solution on the backhaul for the interconnectivity. I really just gotta, you know, and then there's a big debate over, you know, what to connect it to, you know, so it's not quite that easy. You know, I mean, I could put it on what's it called? There's one of the ones for the repeaters. I forget what. I've got all this stuff stored away, and I've just ignored it for a while. But I could do that and then open it up to just, you know, every time Dick and Harry with a node. But, you know, honestly, then you get guys, you know, making fart and burping noises on the air between your transmissions, and I have no use for that.
I wasn't thinking of doing it that wide. I was just thinking keeping it as it is and just having it. It's just like just a thought. It doesn't mean anything. So if anybody's listening, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a thought. You know, I was thinking like how it's being used now. Okay, so if you're mobile rather than use a hotspot, you could use that. That's all I was thinking. You know, nothing Grandmeister, nothing, you know, whatever, just something like that. That's all I was thinking.